When I die, can I look my creator in the eyes and tell him that, you know, I did everything I could on this earth to make it a better place? Is what you're doing, is it going to make this place a better place?
Together, fighting for sacred water!
I think...
Willing to take rubber bullets to the back, to the face, to the spirit! This is an unlawful pipeline!
Showing the American flag, I'm thinking that, you know,
the Dakota Access Pipeline, a 1,172-mile-long underground oil pipeline planned by a subsidiary of the Texas Corporation Energy Transfer Partners, if completed, will transport nearly 20 million gallons of crude oil every day, threatening dozens of bodies of water, including the Missouri River. The Missouri River currently provides drinking water for 10 states and 28 tribes. A major leak from this pipeline could threaten the drinking water and health of millions of people.
The
pipeline, originally planned to run closer to mostly white Bismarck, was rerouted to go through rural tribal lands to accommodate dissent with the British neighbors. The people of the Standing Rock tribe declared that the pipeline will run through countless sacred and historical sites, including Lakota burial grounds. On April 1, 2016, the Standing Rock Sioux tribe launched an ongoing protest against the $3.8 billion project. Now, coming into the end of November, their protest, a Lakota-led movement where prayer and ceremony at its core, has only grown exponentially, with allies from all over the globe joining them at the encampment in Standing Rock, including members of over 300 tribes from all over the U.S. and Canada, and solidarity events happening daily around the world.
They want to live in this world going forward. Children to have a place to
I am Wakia Tikala.
To exist, you know, Lakota they want to exist, you know,
little
Donald
thunder.
Trump
that's who I am.
A space Phil, to exist in that is his senior. Own, where he can be
I am from
himself.
The Rosebud Indian Reservation,
and
I South Central South Dakota.
That, and I think that other people
I
should
am 15
just
years
be
old,
present.
Seven
Everyone
children,
wants
13
the opportunity
last
to live.
Count.
But none of us will
have, seven
the
children,
to live if we continue to kill
moms.
The earth that we are residing
and one of them, the
This concludes the first edition of Voices of Standing Rock for What Are These Things on KNCE. Special thanks to Phil Little Thunder, Warren Wise, Tomas Lopez, Snooki Catholic, Farron King, and the International Indigenous Youth
Organization.
Here at KNCE Taos in Standing Rock, this is truly a day.
One of them came to visit
primarily to Standing Rock.
He said, let's go up there and support all my parents.
Should just came in August. Sincerely start caring more, not because of what he's seen at his home, but because it's their future.
Up there. I went home there. I decided to come back.
Children, ultimately, I'll be dead and gone.
And you've been here ever since.
Before.
Oh, yes, go home and
maximum destructive happiness.
Care of business and come back over here.
I
couldn't just stay home.
Having kids when I'm not ensuring a positive future for them. I don't want to create anything that will be enough to clean up the pipeline to create
I call that the black snake
to help be a part of the solution now. And I
prophecies
think everyone
long ago,
be invested
old,
in being a part of the solution now.
There was going
to
be
before
something
we run out of opportunities to create a safe space
stated.
For
they
everyone
had an
and
idea,
everything that cannot
and
speak for themselves.
They called it the black snake. Zuzeta Sapa, which means a
is Tomas Donatiu Dominguez Lopez. My mother is Sharon Dominguez Lopez, and my father is Sundance Chief Tomas Lopez Sr.
Well,
I am 24.
And where are
you from?
And I am from Denver, Colorado.
And why are you here?
The black snake from
I came here to. I came to Standing Rock
the world together.
To fight for.
All walks of life.
My children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren's right to have fresh, clean water.
But they all come here because they know that water is life.
What is it that you have to say to them, if anything? What would you say if you could?
I think I would just remind people that this isn't just an Indigenous struggle, and that this isn't just an Indigenous fight. This is a fight for all living beings. This is a stand for all living beings. And we have this crucial moment in time, this tiny window of opportunity to save an earth that we have already collectively destroyed.
Mm.
And we only have this small window. Our glaciers are melting. Our animals are becoming extinct. We lost the Great Barrier Reef in our lifetime. We've watched people die. We've watched rivers die. We've watched them dry up. We've watched nomadic nations of people run out of spaces to hide in because we've done so much damage to forests. And I think that to anybody listening, they should not care because they've watched us in this weird voyeuristic lens, getting maced or beat up by the police or kept in dog kennels or shot at with live rounds by employees who are accountable to no one. I don't think that they should care for those reasons, although, those reasons are very important. I think that people should care because they want to live in this world going forward, and they want their children to have a place to live, and they want space to exist, however they want to exist. Even Donald Trump wants a space to exist in that is his own, where he can be himself. And I recognize that, and I think that other people should just be cognizant of the fact that everyone wants the opportunity to live, but none of us will have the opportunity to live if we continue to kill the earth that we are residing on. We don't have another place that we can leave to. Technology has not granted us that opportunity, and even if it were in our lifetime, to become an opportunity for us to travel outside of planet Earth, it would only be affordable to those that had the money for it. It wouldn't be affordable, primarily to people of color. And I think that people should just sincerely start caring more, not because of what they've seen on Facebook, but because it's their future that's at stake as well. It's their children, ultimately. I'll be dead and gone before anything massively destructive happens to me in my lifetime. And I would love to have children, but I can't foresee myself having kids when I'm not ensuring a positive future for them. I don't want to bring anybody into this world that will be left to clean up the mess that someone before me created. I want to help be part of the solution now, and I think that everyone should be invested in being a part of the solution now before we run out of opportunities to create a safe space for everyone and everything that cannot speak for themselves at this time.
Is Tomas Donatiu Dominguez Lopez. My mother is Sharon Dominguez Lopez, and my father is Sundance Chief Tomas Lopez Sr. I am 24, and what was?
And where are you from?
And I am from Denver, Colorado.
And why are you here?
I came to Standing Rock to fight for my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren's right to have fresh, clean water.
When I die, can I look my Creator in the eyes and tell Him that, you know, I did everything I could on this earth to make it a better place? Is what you're doing, is it going to make this place a better place?
You know, serving the American flag, I'm thinking that, you know, the United States government will understand that a lot of us Native Americans and non-natives here alike are all veterans, and we want to be respected and honored in that way, that the government will come out and say, hey, you know, this water is why they served the army and they protected it, and now they're forgetting the veterans, and instead of they're honoring more the oil, big rich oil companies from across the ocean. Mm-hmm. Other countries that want oil from up here, and they're honoring them and helping them out instead of honoring us veterans that serve to protect and save this water and the land and the air.
To be a warrior, learn compassion. Learn humility, learn to love, learn to heal, learn to listen, learn to follow, and learn to lead. Without these things, a warrior cannot be.
This concludes the first edition of Voices of Standing Rock for What Are These Things on KNCE. Special thanks to Phil Little Thunder, Aaron Wise, Tomas Lopez, Snooky Catholic, Farron King, and the International Indigenous Youth Council. For KNCE Taos in Standing Rock, this is Julia Day.